Welcome to Freedom of Mind.
Yeah, you now tune into Freedom of Mind. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Giovanni Ray.
Your boy, Ray Will. We got a nice little show for y'all today. We got to bring up some drama today. Sorry, that's what it is. That's what it is, you know, quite often. And it's all bad, but hey, it's life, man. You got to go through it right, but we got something for y'all, man. Baby mama drama. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's been going on, and we know it's been going on in the celebrity world, man. It's been kind of nasty lately. You know what I'm saying?
Baby mama drama in the celebrity world. Cardi. Oops, I was trying not to say no name. We got the Dr. Dre spousal. Whatever the case that was, you know, man. Domestic partnership. Whatever that was, and then what else?
Kanye, you know, Kim K thing, man. That's looking kind of ugly, man. I guess
they ain't break up. They ain't break up.
Nah, she ain't going nowhere.
Her pussy too good.
Oh man, well, you know, from his side, what about her side? You know what I'm saying? What she going through? You know, she dealing with this nut. You know?
Yeah, she is. She dealing with nuts. She likes nuts. She takes nuts. She does all that shit.
Oh yeah.
So, especially black nuts, we gotta. Macadamia, black eyed peas, all that shit. All right. But from my point of view, I say if you invested in the marriage, you built that foundation, you built a legacy with that partner, yes, at some domestic dispute that you guys have to split, you do need half. But let's just save the rest for that show.
All right, yeah, you couldn't wait to get to it, man. All right, hey, stay tuned, y'all. Deep Thought is coming up.
What's up, everybody? If you ain't listening, tune in now. This is Freedom of Mind, a little segment. Me and my boy Ray, we like to call Speak Your Mind. Listen, man, everybody tune in, man, because I got really something to say right now. So, me and my BM, we've had plenty of, you know, drama and all that, and I hate to bring it to light, and I hate to give anybody no type of play and all that, but, man, it triggers me when we have women out here that would just lie on men or do a lot to people that they've shared past experiences in their lives and shit. Like, it just saddens me to see that. It saddens me to see people just be mistreated like that, or, you know, get into a situation and two minds ain't together on it. You know what I'm saying? Two minds ain't together. Two minds are not really on the same path. So one goes off and the other one just the same. And the only thing that it really affects is the kids that you may have made with this other person. Or even if you did make it with the other person. A lot of shit bothers me when a father that single, mind you, is really trying in life. He really trying to do his all. Do everything for his kids. Things that he never had growing up. Never had a pops growing up. And he's just trying to be there because a father is a father because he's supposed to be. Because he brings kids on this earth. He brings them into the earth. Then he also has to take care of them. Now, with that being said, we all get into relationships and we get out of it. And we think everything can be all fine and dandy, but not really. You know, we go into a lot of trials and tribulations in life, and it makes shit even worse. It makes your life hard as hell in the long run. Especially, we don't all get to pick who we laid with or who we was with, but it makes it more difficult when that person is difficult. You know what I mean? And just. A lot of shit bothers me when I see shit like that. Like, we all need to make it so if we're not together with the people that we've made children with, if there are exes, we all need to make it a notion to try to at least get along or be cordial for either the kids or even for the past love that you might have, might not had now, but had back then for each other. I don't know why there's so much drama like this in America, and that will kind of get into, you know, stereotypes and things. That's why we have a lot of single homes and single family homes and kids without fathers, kids without mothers, because it boils down to either we can't get along with each other, the parents can't get along, and one split or the other, you know. So I feel everybody out there going through these tough times with your baby moms, with your baby father, whatever, you need to just take the time and think about your future and think about the kids' future, your kids' future. What y'all need to really think about is it doesn't affect you. You need to take that selfishness out of your vocabulary. What it really affects is the kids. It reflects on when they grow up, they're gonna see parents that are fighting to where they pick relationships and be in wrong relationships with partners that might not be all right for them, because they're just sitting there seeing the example that was set, seeing the example that was made. So bottom line, man, we all need to just get along, and we all need to, you know, work out our differences as adults and just think like what we do now really affects the future. What we do now really affects the kids that we look after. You know what I'm saying? And it's very terrible. It's very terrible on this earth that there's a few people that are just rotten to the core, and there's a few people that just don't want to let yesterday go, don't want to give forgiveness, don't want to do any of that, but maybe use the kids as a clutch, or use something that you guys had in the past as that extra notion to just make your life even more harder. Now, that could be from a man's point of view, that could be a woman's point of view, because men can get mistreated in an ex-partnership relationship with kids, as well as women can too. So we all need to just, you know, smarten the fuck up and be done with the bullshit out there. To all the listeners listening, much love, man.
Speak your mind, according to Ray Will right now at this moment. And, you know, our main topic is, you know, pretty much baby mama stuff. There's a lot of little baby mama drama going on in the entertainment world, you know, that we're going to touch on a little later on. Me, I don't have any kids, but I see the pain and the struggle that, you know, friends, loved ones, fam, you know, like my bro Giovanni, you know, what he's going through with this situation, man. It's just, it's not unfair, man. And things need to be done, especially in the legal system. As far as a number of things that I'm going to go over, but maybe just kind of briefly touch on it for a little bit while I speak my mind. Like child support. I've seen a little meme or a little comment on social media about child support debit cards, and it can tell, you know, or it can determine what the mother or the parent can spend. And I actually like that idea, honestly, or, you know, it at least the thought process of it, you know, it coming into as it coming into reality, that's a different thing, you know. I'm sure it's going to be decided by each state or whatnot. But I think the idea that is, I think that is, that's pretty good. It needs to be considered. And then I, you know, what I'd be thinking about is, you know, from the jump, because I feel that when we're talking about relationships, you know, people jump, you know, people say, oh, you know, love is love and all this, whatever. Like, I'm thinking, like, how did it get to that point? You know, realistically and respectfully, nobody's just going to come, or a guy's not just going to go and just jump on a girl's lap, or a girl's not going to jump on a guy's lap and they just start humping each other and say, oh, you know, let's marry each other. No, it doesn't happen like that. There's more to it. It's a process, right? So, you know, we got to talk about attraction. And then once we get into attraction, then we get into dating. And then once we get into dating and then it gets serious, and then I got to start thinking about and talking about intentions, right? What is the intention? You know, do you want to be with me long period? You know, are you willing to be in a committed long-term relationship with me? You know, things like that. You know, why are you with me? You know, stuff like that. And, you know, if you don't talk about those kind of things in relationship, there's one thing about bringing them up. There's another thing with talking about them and expressing yourself. That's another thing. You know, is that being taken place? I don't know. You know, outside looking in, too, I'm looking like, what the heck is going on? You know, like, why are people with people? You know, I just wonder these things. You know what I'm saying? And then you see people, they be having drama in their relationships and all that. You know, you thought everything was cool, but then they tell you, oh, they're having problems. So you're like, what is going on up in here? So, you know, it's good to cover the basics, you know? So, yeah, you know, I'm just speaking my mind on that, y'all. Stay tuned, y'all. All right, Giovanni Ray, this is Deep Thought, man. So we brought up some things already, man, and probably the main things we're going to talk about, and there's some personal things as well. Hey, man, let's get to it, man. You know, Dr. Dre, man, with that situation, bro, that is crazy. Shit. Okay, so I've been reading about some things, and lately, okay, let's get to this right here. So she took some money from their, from what I understand, from their business account, right? And they share a business account along with another business owner. So, you know, it looks like she, well, according to these reports, that she took money unauthorized that they didn't know about, right? It looks like she took $353,000, and she just took all of it and ran with it, you know, according to reports. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that pissed off both her business partners, Dre, and the other guy. And it's kind of nasty.
How the hell she get $350,000?
She just went in there and snatched it.
Come on, Dre. You on headphones, man. You know? Need to keep secure on that position. What I said before, man, like, if you built the legacy together, y'all been together, partnership has always been good, there been no bad vibes or whatever, okay, cool, yeah, you get half. But if you didn't sit here and build the fucking legacy with me, I'm not gonna give you most of my money. Like, that's just not what we're doing here.
You know what? She claimed that she has helped build the legacy. She's saying that things like she helped legitimize them, she helped them become like a real true business owner, help them trademark some things. You know, I guess she make it seem like he didn't really know much or at all about anything regarding business and how to run one. And I guess she takes on that type of credit. And don't quote me, but this is what I'm getting out of it.
Well, I mean, she was okay. So was she there in you know, the 80s and the 90s through his?
She's been there for a while.
She's been there for a while. Yeah.
And I believe in another article I was reading, you know, I was saying this is just according to reports, that she was with Shadell 3. So I know you're not a Laker fan, you're a Celtic fan. You know what I'm saying? You can go back, you probably go back to D. Brown and all that with the Celtics. This was around the time when D. Brown used to compete against Shadell 3 with the Lakers back in the early 90s. So she was married to him. And then what I believe is that while she was still married to him, I guess going through their divorce or their breakups, she was dating Dre. So that was in the early 90s, you know, maybe, I'm thinking like maybe 91, 92, maybe.
I recanted what I said. I'm sorry, Dre, she does get half. She get half or something. Yeah,
so.
But I still don't think, like, that whole net amount that she wants every month, I think that's ridiculous.
What's it, $2 million a month?
It goes back to what I said. Women have to stop being scorned, and men have to stop being scorned, because men can act like bitches, and women can act like bitches. But it takes a mature adult to sit there and be like, listen, we can sit there, we've loved each other in the past, let's work it out. Let's work out meaning like, let's work out feasible amounts every month that is meaningful that could take care of the both of us. I still feel $2 million is way too much. That's outlandish money. She ain't got a lifestyle that's $2 million a month. Okay, because I mean,
ain't got no kids, right? The kids is grown, right?
It's ridiculous. It goes back to, like I said, just people being, I don't know whether she was so mad or I don't know. It honestly, it all has to do with how you ended with your significant other. And plus, it all has to do with, are both of you guys at a mature state to where you're not going to act like this is high school? I'm not sure. I can't speak too much on the subject because I don't know too much about it. I just feel like I'm not cool with that. You know, when you're in a partnership, when you're in a marriage, you got to understand it's like a contract, right? Each get half when, if y'all, you know, go your separate ways. But the contract doesn't state, like, you can be over excessive with things. Like, if you guys separate and you're so mad at each other, it doesn't mean you go over your morals, your integrity, your chemistry you once had for each other. It doesn't mean you go over that. You know, so that's just extra venom.
People, you know, they take it real personally. You know, it, like you said, it turns into like a teenage type of rat relationship type on and off deal or whatever. You know, and it's like, okay, grow up. Okay, put all this aside. Now, you know, what they're doing in the divorce process. Now it's like a business type of situation. Now, you know, Uncle Sam is a part of it now. And you know, it could get real nasty, but it doesn't have to. You know, now you're letting your emotions get the best of you. And I understand, you know, people don't know the things that you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all don't even know. Y'all don't know what I've been through. Y'all don't know this guy, or you don't know this girl. Y'all don't know. Right. We don't. You know what I'm saying? And you know, in this case, the judge doesn't, right? But you got to look at it mutual, and you got to look at some things. So you know, now you got to start looking over some things or whatever. But I do understand, like, you know, well, I was there, you know, when you came up with this and that and this, and, you know, I helped inspire you and all these things or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know, you wasn't thinking about all of that kind of stuff before y'all was divorced, before y'all even started talking about divorce. You wasn't thinking about, you was like, oh, I would never do anything like that. You know what I'm saying? That's not right. I wouldn't do them like that. But then all of a sudden, since things ain't going your way, you're like, oh, you know, this motherfucker, oh yeah, I'm gonna get them for everything and all this, whatever. So it's like, come on now, you know, like, now you're getting unrealistic and you're being unfair.
Women be trying a whole bunch of shit. Like, I sucked your dick 2,345 times and all types of shit. All type of shit.
What she was wearing, you know, how she felt that
day. And you ain't gonna give me $200,000. I sucked good dick. I sucked it good. All this type of shit. It's like, come on, man. Like, there's no need to be so passionate about it. There's an adult way to go about it. It's like, listen, we had love for each other once before. We was adults. We still are adults. Let's work this out. That's all it takes. If there's kids involved, let's work this out. Goes back to the Kanye and Kim thing. There are kids involved. Both North and who else? Who else is the other baby, the little girl?
I can't think of their names, bro.
Well, both beautiful babies right there involved. And now they're seeing like kind of a domestic dispute between parents. Now they kind of can see it. They're seeing things in the media, whatever the case may be. And all that stuff is not good. So, I mean, my opinions on that is, you know, I would keep it, you know, private. I would keep conversations between them to, you know, a mature level, a quiet level. Keep it between them and really work it out. They have to think back, look, we're fighting only in front of these young babies. And with babies, it gets a little bit different because divorces and things like that, when it comes down to kids, it's a whole lot of other court session, you know? So I think it's terrible what's going on. There's been a few other celebrities, but what you want to say about the Kanye, Kim one?
Yeah, that situation, you know, outside looking in, you know, Kim didn't sign up for this, you know, for this brother to be wilding out like this.
You're saying this all on Kanye?
No, I'm not. No, hold up. You know, like I say, you know, people like to jump. When we talk about something like relationships and all that, whatever, oh, okay, so let's get to it, right? It's like the way that I like to do things, it's kind of like a mechanic, you know what I'm saying? Where there's something wrong with the car and you can't figure out what's wrong with the car unless you get in there, you take some things out, and you figure out what the actual problem is. You understand what I'm saying? Because if you don't, you're not going to be able to know what the hell is going on with it, so you won't be able to fix it. So, intentions, right? Attraction. Why did you give this guy in the first place? And me, I would probably guess body parts. So, you know, that's what can attract, right? You know, sexual attraction, right? And you were probably didn't really think much about all the other things or whatever. Like, okay, this is a decent amount of guy. He makes a lot of money. He must be pretty smart. He's very successful. You know, you just kind of look at it like that. But then you didn't realize that this brother got some issues going on with him or whatever. His mother died. And, you know, really, he was he had a really bad head accident where he injured his face and his head. I'm not saying that he's not worthy of being with nobody. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying you got to evaluate. You got to look at these things and take them under consideration. Maybe get him some help initially. I'll say that too, whatever. Like sometimes you got to stop a mental outburst, because that's what they have. They have a trigger. You know what I'm saying? They're already on the verge, or potentially on the verge or whatever, and then something triggers them. In this case, it was his mother who died. That's what triggered it. But he was already on the verge, I believe. Because I've personally seen it. I know personally who go through these things. And it's a trigger. And it's hard to get out of it. Right now, he's at a moment where it might be at no point of return. You know what I'm saying? But he should have been got help. You feel what I'm saying? And so she probably didn't evaluate these things, or maybe she thought maybe she can help, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But should have took action from the jump. So now you're in a situation where, you know, Kanye, to me, what Kanye feeds off of, and it's similar to Trump, they feed off of attention. When they get some attention, they take it, and it's just, I guess they feel some type of way that it's gratitude or whatever. But then they take it and then they just act wild and crazy. They get to saying crazy stuff and all that, because they feel like they got people's attention now and they got some kind of control. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? They just get to saying outrageous things. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's like some kind of disorder going on here, you know? So, you know, Kanye go on this rant about saying all kinds of stuff. Now, you know, he's all over the media, whatever, you know, kind of talking about these contract things and all that. It's great. But there's something that sounds a little strange about it, whatever. See, he thinks he's slick. So he's saying something that's helpful to people, but at the same time, it's like, it came out of nowhere. Like, where the hell did this come from? That means that you're getting attention. You're getting unneeded attention, and you just don't know how to properly handle it. That's how I see it, among other things. And Kim is on the sideline, and she's going through this, like, all the crazy stuff that he's saying, all this, whatever. And it's like, oh my goodness, you know. It's, you know, I almost kind of feel a little bad for it, you know, but at the same time, it's like, hey, this is what you signed up for.
The tables have turned,
you know? So, but, you know, hopefully they're going to work it out. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, hey, he needs to be on his meds, and, you know, hey, I'm missing Trump. Trump needs to be on some meds too, and he don't need to be president. See? Anyway, so, and that relationship at the end, that looked awkward as hell. You know, that was the most awkward looking relationship I've seen in the White House. You know what I'm saying? Him and Ivanka, what the hell her name is. Don't even know that lady's name, you know, so.
I have no idea.
I'm sorry, but the first lady looks like a bimbo. Check this out. So, we got, who's the other one we was going to talk about? I don't know, man, I'm forgetting stuff. I got the rambling. We got, you want to talk about Will and Jada, or? No, Cardi B. Oh, yeah, okay. Cardi B situation.
Cardi.
You know what? Hey, first of all, I'm a fan of her music. I'm not so big a fan of her choice of words and her actions. I think that she might be a little immature.
I'm not too much sure about why the divorce has been filed for and things like that. I can't blame anybody. I can't blame any sides. All I have to say on this specific, before I let my man Ray take off, oh, no pun intended.
that kind of went.
I'm just going to say, look, they have a kid as well. There's kids involved. So I'm glad that they're a little bit out of the public eye, but the public is, you know, creating narratives and doing what the public does, public media. does. Look, man, whatever the case is, just be mature about it. Go in, you know, with an adult mind state. And I feel it's very sad. Growing up in a generation where we looked upon relationships like it was a fantasy, right? We can go back to the Huxtables. We can go back to Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. We can go back to Jay and Beyonce. We can go and see couples that, you know, were right for each other, and we inspired to be like a relationship like that. Right. Even the Smiths, like Will and Jada,
right,
which we'll get into later on. So I just think it's very upsetting in hip hop, especially, that we can't get a better example for the ones at home, man.
Yeah, and, you know, with Cardi, with that situation, you know what, it's a trip, because I remember when Cardi first started to get hot, right? This was a few years ago, but I want to say maybe 2015. And, you know, she brought out, you know, Bodak Yellow. And I was like, Bodak Yellow's a nice little hit, good start off hit or whatever. And I think it's going to die off maybe about a couple months from now. And it did, you know, but it served its purpose. You know, it's just, this is her, she's here, you know what I'm saying? And then she's been pretty consistent since then. And the cat that I was talking to, this was at a job warehouse I used to work at. He was like, nah, that's gonna be a hit. They're gonna play that, you know what I'm saying, for a while. I was like, nah, I don't see that. And and we don't. So, and then also I was, and then they were talking, he brought up, you know, she's with Takeout or Takeoff, whatever his name is. So Takeoff. And I'm like, oh, okay, two young people, whatever. I was like, you know, they're young, and you know, Takeoff, I don't think Takeoff is ready.
And then she went Offset.
Oh, my bad. Offset, my bad. See, I got on all mixed. Offset, Takeoff, whatever the hell. Takeout, take in.
That's why I said no pun intended, because Takeoff is part of
the Migos. Yeah. You're right. So. I know she's with the other brother, but my bad, y'all. See, look, I'm bad for the media. I'm sorry. Hey, I guess we ain't media.
He not hip with it.
I show him the hell ain't with it, right? You know, so my bad. Okay, she's with Offset. Okay, all right. Offset or Set Off or Set It Off, everything. Okay, so I was like, you know, Offset young, and you know, he doing this, he's still having this fun, man. I don't think he's ready for a committed relationship. He was like, the coworker was like, oh, she ain't ready either, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, she, you know what I'm saying, she was a stripper and all this or whatever. I was like, but you know, you got some of them where they willing to be to settle down and be committed and all that or whatever. I think she is. Honestly, I think she is or whatever. But ain't no telling. I don't know what they went through. Maybe she messed around. I don't know. But I felt that way. Like I can see that. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the situation now. You know what I'm saying? It was just something he got into, something he wasn't ready for. He was in the moment. I think they had the kid around that time or whatever. And, you know, fuck it, let's do it. But I don't think he was ready for it. You know what I'm saying? And he's having his fun. And, you know, the groupies and all that. It's just, oh, he's overwhelmed. You know what I'm saying? You know, she's a sex symbol. I think that could be a bit challenging. If you're not mature enough and just have a acceptance of, you know, who your partner is and what they do and all that or whatever, you know, it's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? If you're the jealous type or something like that or whatever, it's not going to work. She's going to get a lot of attention, and she talks as if she's single and she ain't got nobody. You know what I'm saying? But that's her money, you know, how she calls. And then she's very outspoken. You know, she speaks her mind about a lot of issues, a lot of, social injustice, political. So, and she speaks her mind a lot, you know, and she tries not to be politically correct. It's just like us on Freedom of Mind, you know what I'm saying? And it'd be cool if she was a guest on here. But, you know, so the way that she is, you know, if you were a partner, you know what I'm saying? You just got to accept and tolerate a lot of those things, right? Because that's just her personality. That's her. You know what I'm saying? Head it or love it, take it or leave it. So that's what I had to say about that situation. And, you know, I guess maybe add on, you know, that they're probably not going to be, it's probably not going to work out. You know, and it didn't help that, like you say, the public perception, media, whatever, they just take that and run with it and have their own little versions, interpretations of it or whatever. And you know, that's not going to make matters, you know. And then going to the Will and Jada thing or whatever, I don't think it was a good idea. It was great for, you know, social media or whatever, but it wasn't too good for their relationship, you know, with that whole entanglement conversation they had on Jada's little show.
Jada can entangle me anytime.
that's what the little boy said. You know, what's the August I was saying? So you know, I don't think that was such a good idea. And I, you know, like again, you know, and then so every time, you know, and I know, you know, you don't give a shit. Everybody gonna have something to say, but still, man, like every time you turn around, motherfuckers are saying that shit, entanglement comments and all that, and this and that and this, and yeah, it's like, oh my goodness, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, it's what they represent, right? So they represent a strong black family that has generational wealth, because you got their kids that are very successful in the areas that they do, right? So the son, Jaden, right? Jaden Smith, he's a successful artist. He's in the rap game. You know, I've never really heard too much of his songs. It's not hating. You know, the young boy was a. He was in a lot of movies and stuff. He's a good young actor. The daughter as well, Willow.
He's into philanthropy and
all that stuff. Well, you know, he might be on the other side of the rainbow.
I'll give him his props. I want to give him his props with the help of the Flint. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of sad that it has to take citizens.
Right. Yeah.
People that don't even live there. They're from another area. A state from the United States. But yeah, we got the government. Don't give a fuck. That hasn't done shit. Nah, I don't want to work myself out because I'm getting pissed off right now. But keep going, man. I just had to throw that shout out.
And it's sad because like we have a good depiction of the Smiths, right? We have this powerful black family that has generational wealth. Will Smith has been in big old Hollywood movies. Jada's been in big old Hollywood movies. It's a power couple, right? And they made kids, and their kids came together. And they made their own career too. So when you see that, of course they're gonna be attacked by media and things like that, because a lot of a lot of people in this country, most people in this country, don't like to see black excellence. And that has a lot to do with it. And yeah, of course, there's always relationship issues when you've been in married for I wanna say their marriage has been 20 plus years or whatever. Of course there's gonna be, you know, a few dips and hills that are high and low, but you see how they carry themselves. They were so adult about it, and they probably had conversations privately, but there's a way to go before you get to that divorce, and there's always a way to go about it if you do get to that divorce. There's always ways to go about things in life. Especially if you're not married and it's, you know, a baby mother, or you're doing things to where like you're in a partnership. Look, there's plenty of ways to be successful, be happy, and, you know, most importantly, be on the same page as one another. And yeah, much love to the Smiths, man. They're one of the reasons why I like acting a lot, or taking up acting. Especially seeing Jada in a lot of the movies I grew up with, and Will, man, being on, you know, undeniably one of the biggest shows of our younger generation growing up, watching The Fresh Prince.
My favorite sitcom growing up. It's a hard choice between obviously that and Martin, but I'm gonna have to get at the edge.
Oh no, he can't do that. Hey. He put Martin in there. It's got to be Martin.
You know what it is? Okay, growing up, I grew up in a strict household. For the most part, my dad was just really strict on us, and we couldn't watch certain things. We couldn't listen to certain music. Of course, we snuck and did some things.
The Red Fox tapes. Snuck the Red Fox tape. Oh, that's another thing. If you had to put Sanford and Son versus the rest of them, Sanford and Son is winning hands down. I know that wasn't my generation, because that was early 70s. But we used to have the reruns on cassette tape, on the tapes, on the VHS tapes. And it's like, yeah, man, I don't know. The comparing it, maybe we can compare Fresh Prince to Living Single.
To me, Fresh Prince.
Or Sister.
Martin.
He don't even know. You seen Sister?
Those are my two main shows, y'all. I can't name. Hey, all right. Every now and then, you know, Family Matters. You know what I'm saying? Trip off Steve Urkel or whatever. You know, Waldo.
Oh, I can't forget about Family.
Cracking me up. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Sister. It was a cute little show. You know, I used to trip off See, Roger, he tried to get both of them. Roger was trying to do a little threesome thing going on. Marquise, I knew what he was trying to do.
Marquise Houston.
Hey, shout out to Marcus Houston. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to he tried to make it happen every time because he used to try to gather both of them. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they both tell him, go home, Roger. They said, you notice they say it together because they already knew what he was up to.
And a lot of y'all don't know, he was part of a R&B group called Immature. He was IMX, and then he was on House Party as well.
Oh, yeah.
A great R&B singer, this brother was, and still is. I remember watching Sister Sister. I still watch the reruns. Like, Tia and Tamera have always been the most flyest and finest twins I've ever seen. Not just twins, young black girls and young black females. Just seeing them on TV was a real big thing growing up. Yeah. And, you know, they're living their own lives. They're having good marriages. Going back to the Smiths.
You know what? I'm gonna give a shout out. You gotta give a shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Brandy with the Moesha show. You know that show, show. You know what I'm saying, and then you know the Parkers and all that and stuff. I used to show over to Parkers just for the point where I expected, you know, like especially early on watching the show. Oh, you know, my sister used to watch that show. I'm like, okay, where's the rest of the family? I just see two of them.
That show was in Santa Monica.
Yeah, it was.
Professor Ogilvy, what's up? I'm just playing.
So you know, he was holding it down. She finally got with the guy, but you know, at the end, but.
That's love, right?
You know,
there.
It's
because you know Monique was thick.
Oh yeah, and she kept like stalking him and bothering him. I'm like, hey, I don't know how. I guess he was really feeling it. You know what I'm saying, low key. Because I would have been like, I don't care how she looked. Hey, ain't no woman just gonna be stalking me like that, like the way she. I mean, it was crazy. But
reruns coming on Netflix. I'm ready. I'm the first one.
BET, right? They reruns gonna be or one of those networks.
It's coming back on Netflix. I'm the first one to click on it too. Boom.
Hey, I ain't mad at that. So, yeah, man, you know, yeah, but Fresh Prince, because I think season 3, that's my favorite season. I think that was the season where they were in college, and those are some of the most hilarious. I mean, I've gotten so many moments. I share a lot of, you know, nostalgia. I got like a lot of
both
nostalgia
of his cousins
moments.
I shared nostalgia with. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Hillary.
Tatiana Ali.
And his other one, his younger cousin too. So you got Hillary, and then who's the other one?
Ashley.
There we go. Yeah, both of them.
Ali, yeah.
Yeah. Woo. I would talk about Hillary, the first one.
Both of them, like you said, you know, hey, chocolate and vanilla. But hey, let me ask you this: Pam Regina, who you taking?
Damn.
Honestly, I think it's a tie. But I'll take Pam
because let me explain to the listeners out there, like, Gina was always beautiful, but there's a few things that, you know, that her characteristic displayed in the show versus Pam's. Pam has always been like a good, nurturing, beautiful black skin, of course. She just had different features that Gina never had. You know what I'm saying? Gina, I always was attracted to her as a person and whole, but like the lips threw me off and all that shit. I always found Pam attractive, you know? She was always fly with it, you know? Especially she was so strong. Like, I grew up with her, and she was in, I think she was in some Living Single too.
What?
I think so. I think she was in an episode in Living Single. So, I mean, that's me personally. Like, the sisters I grew up watching, like on the Steve Harvey Show, the vice principal, you know who I'm talking about?
You're talking about Miss Greer.
Yeah, Miss Greer.
Hey, I love that show too. That Steve Harvey show to me, that's one of the most underrated shows.
Yeah. Bullethead and Romeo and all that shit. But the vice principal that Steve was always, you know, she was.
That was worth it, man. Yeah, he tried to get at her throughout the whole show too. And finally, you know, but she, I ain't mad.
Black don't crack, because she was in the show The Game with Tia and Tamera Mowry.
Yeah.
You know, this is a later on show in the 2000s. So,
yeah.
She's still looking fly.
So, you know, I would take Pam too. I've always liked Pam. But Gina got that fun, loving personality, and Gina is not bad. Both of them are good looking women and great women.
But
you know,
there was this one
very,
episode
very talented too.
Pam put herself together. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn. Yeah. Shit, I pour milk on that.
Kobe trying to get at that. And you know, it seemed like Pam had a good little chemistry with Martin. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? I think hell, shit, it looked like in real life. It looked like they had like a little, kind of like a little.
I don't know. Natural chemistry.
Marty Ma, I ain't say nothing.
Marty Ma, I ain't say nothing.
But that's that, you know. So, anything else you want to get off your chest or anything like that? Or
bitches are trifling. That's all I got to say. I don't know why bitches are trifling. Fuck all that bullshit I was saying, man. I just really wanted to say, I hate these bitches. But see, there's a difference, right? There's a difference between women acting like women and bitches acting like bitches. Pac said it best, you know? So really, you know, all kidding aside, have a mature mind state and let's be adults. One love. Thank you for tuning in. Freedom of mind.
All right, y'all.